Right, today's opinion that we're going to just explore to some extent, which is very relevant to the uniqueness of Rosh Hashanah as far as the Yontif is concerned, as in contrast to what is known as Sheyis Neyim and Tevim Shel Goyis, the two other days that are outside of El Tishoel, because what's unusual about Rosh Hashanah is that even in El Tishoel, it's 2 days. And that goes back from the time of the Midrash. Now, we're not going to go into every aspect of it, but just a few things and something which might come out of it, some relevance, and there's certain machlekes about Halacha L'maisa, which deals with some of how we understand what we mean the Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. Everybody know that if any elementary, let's say, Talmud, learn Gemara, knows that Rosh Hashanah is called Kiyom HaRichtah, tender kind of a day. Now, where's the Makkah that deals with that type of the formulation of that? So we'll just run through it quickly before we come to contrast in the Rambam, how the Rambam understands certain things, and which is taken from some of the Ksavim and of the Ashmua from great teacher Gaon Rav Soloveitchik. But I'm looking now on Dalad Amud Beis, that sheet number one that we have in Beitza. That's the Beitza. And very quickly, you have there first, before we come to actual Rosh Hashanah, Hitma. Where the Gemara up to that time has been talking about Beitza Shanova the Yontav, all the whole Deen of Mukta, and everything that is related to it. Now, Shnei Itma, Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Goyis. Rabba Amar Melda Bezeh Makarav Bezeh. The Beit Shanoda the first day, the second day will be Mutta. And the Gemara will explain. Basically, you'll see the concept. Rabbachi Amar Melda Bezeh Atura Bezeh. It's awesome. Even Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Goyis. Reina Kasoda Rabbachi Kedusha Achasi. Does Rabbashi hold that say Yom Tovim Shel Goyis is one Kedusha, it's like one extended day? So, Rabbashi Mavdil made Havdor, the Yom Tavim L'Chavre. So, you know, answer, Rabbashi Sepuke Mesapkele, the Ovid Hocha L'Chumah, the Hocha L'Chumah. He did L'Chumah when it came to the Inyan. And when it came to the question whether did you have to make Abdullah or not, she went to whom he made Abdullah. Now, remember you're talking about the time of the Amaroyim. We know the Kviyas of the Chadoshim, meaning that the calendar, the Luach, as we know it, is established through astronomical calculations from what is known as the Sod or Ibur. The whole concept of Sod or Ibur is very important to understand as a big Yisoid, actually in Yahavis. When you learn Chumash, when it says Achedus Hazer Lachem, it's very important. I always say it's like Olive Days to learn about our concept of the Luach, to learn through that Ramban, where the Ramban describes over there this inyan of the Seder Eber that comes from Halacha L'maisa Mi-Sinai over there. And that when it's described in the time of the Nigdash that they were Mekadish the Chedesh, Kiddush HaChedesh was according to the witnesses that came and Al-Pi HaRe'iyah over there. Like you have the implication, HaChedesh HaZeh L'chem, and Rashi says, because of the Meitas, things from the Medrash, the Meishas Hashem said to Meish Rabbeinu, Kazer Re'ei V'Chadesh. This is what the Levana should look like in order to know that it's the beginning of the next month and so forth. So whatever it is, but it's Kedai to look there, both the Ramban and also the later Rishon, Rabbeinu Bechaya, Bechaya Ben Osher, who actually says the same thing as the Ramban, and they emphasize the idea that when we have the intercalculation between the Shnas HaChama and the Shnas the solar year and the Shnas HaLavana, you have the Yud HaAlef days, how we balance that in order that it should come out according to the seasons. That's how it's regulated. That goes all the way back. So they used to do it with the 8 days a year. And of course they always weighed whether the 8 days, they could tell whether it's true or not. They always knew what the calculation was. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah describes that Gamliel had an attic. He had a place where he had the whole solar system. You could see all the planets. He was able to know the positions of the mazolus and so forth. So anyhow, so now he's saying here that after the time of what we call Hillel Hasheni, when things were established that it goes according to the Cheshbon, to the Seder Eber, so that's what he's referring to now, Reb Zeila. Reb Zeila is saying that because the Seder Mestavah, the Eder of Yadina Mekviya the Yacha, because I've been in Trey Yemei, we still do 2 days. So as if to say that it's an extended time of, of one Kedusha. From Abaya, so Abaya comes and says, come and say the Rav Mestavah. According to Rav, because Rav says, this non, the Roshena, and this from the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, or Yemassian, how do they sort of communicate that about when they were Mekadosh, the Chedosh in Yerushalayim, how they communicate to all of the Eretz Yisrael that on that particular day was Rosh Chedosh, in other words, it's Yom Tov. And they would be able to calculate how many days from then would be Sukkot and so forth and so on, or Pesach, whichever day it was. So they used to light bonfires, like smoke signals. But the Kusim used to light fires at different times, so they didn't know what was the right communication. They didn't have any wireless telegraph or anything else of that sort. So his Kiddush HaShalufim Yaitim, he sent out agent, messengers, the evil Bipul Kusim, Avdina and Chad Yema. But if the Kusim were, in other words, were not involved, we would make 1 day. The Hecha de Motor Shluchim.
What does that mean? How does that mean?
What?
I don't understand what that means.
Well,
if the Kusim were not involved.
Had they not?
In other words, had they not, then they would have been able to make to know for sure.
Well, that's what created the suffix, you say.
Yeah, that helped create the suffix. That's the whole point. So now he'll be
saying that they have to be
sure. Yeah, so he'll be to our Kusim. He's saying, Adin and Chad Yema. We would have had 1 day. The Hez of the Matur Shluchim. So therefore, in other words, we revert to the idea of 1 day. So where the Shluchim were able to make it as far as they could go, and talk about and communicate wherever they went. Adin and Chad Yema. The Adin and Bikvir the Yacha. But now that we know the absolute astronomical, the kviyas of the Chedesh, my time of dinner trayyama. So why are we doing 2 days? I mean, we have the calculations. You don't have to send out shluchim, anything else of that sort. So the response is, Mishum the Shofa Mitam, famous statement, they sent from Eretz Yisrael. Shofa Mitam means from Eretz Yisrael. Yizoru b'minig avaseichem yadeichem. In other words, they're saying to the people in Golis that have to keep, that were keeping 2 days because of Suffolk, where the Shluchim didn't read, so they kept an extra day. He said, but now that you know the Kriyas, nevertheless, keep up that minik. He's still talking about Shnei Yom Yisrael Mishal Golis. He's saying, Avasev Yadayim Zindan, the Gozo Malchus Gzeva, the Orta La Kalkuli. So, the Malchus, we're in Golis, talking about whether it's the Romans, the Persians, whatever empire, and the Chachomim, they'll stop the limit of favor, they'll forget how to make the calculation, so you can't rely on that. So just keep those 2 days. And that's what Rashi emphasizes there. He's saying, he said, where the Gozu Amalchus Gzela, what are you saying? Yeah. Ma'asa l'kelkulei, v'lashes choser mole amole choser, v'teik v'chomer v'pesach. I mean, you no longer know the exact combination of the days, of the months. One might be a month of 30 days, 29, you'll get it all confused. So this way it's like playing it safe, so to speak. So now the Gemara, so that's Shnei Yamin Tzayim Shel Goyis. So it's about Beitza, and it's not considered Kedusha Achas, though. It's considered Shnei Kedushas. So Itma Shnei Yamin Tzayim Shel Reish Hashanah. What about the Shnei Yamin Tzayim Shel Reish Hashanah? Because Reish Hashanah is different than all of the other Chagim and everything else, because it comes out in Reish Chodesh. It's Reish Chodesh. We don't bench Reish Chodesh Tishrei. You know, they had the special pasuk that the camp of the Yom Chageinu is the Chodesh Achad Mishchatzabei and the Yom Rosh Hashanah. That's Tishrei. So we don't bench Reish Chodesh. It's like covered up. We don't have to announce it. Anyhow, so Rav Shmuel v'Amat Avayu, no the bezeh to a bezeh. There is no argument. Rav and Shmuel agree that when it comes to Beitza, Mukta, no, it's considered this non, the Rishayna, or the Mekabalim Eidus HaChedesh Kol Hayayim. They used to be Mekabalim Eidus time of the Migdash. The witness used to come, they used to wait all day in order to, before they could make any proclamation. What they used to do is, we'll see that in the Rashi and the Mephoshim, that when it came to the possible 30th day of Elul, 30th day of Elul, they didn't do any work. They didn't declare it Yontif yet. They didn't say it's a Yontif, but just in case if Yehidus would have come, and he would say, Ayayim Kedush, we want to keep the day on, so they didn't do any Malacha that day, and they waited. So, Kepam Achas Nishtor Eidin Lavo, they were delayed, and in the Migdash, the Nishkalkalu Havavim Bashir. The Havavim, for the Shir Shal Tomi Shal Benu Abayim, they thought it was already like a weekday, they said the Shir of Chol, not the Shir of what would be Yontif. And his skin, of course, they had, the Mephoshim takes us as the Kasha, but that's not the subject here. But what about the Babaker? And then what about the Tummy in the morning? If retroactively it's Yontif, so they should have, there was a kilk in the morning. They weren't worried about that. And of course, most of the time they didn't come at that time anyhow. So it didn't say it was safe to do that. It didn't interfere. But right here, it's blatantly that if it was already Yontif right now, and they said the Shir shall call his kinos, and they made a takana. Shloye mekabel is a edus ela ada mincha, up to time of mincha. Vein bo edim in a mincha la maila. Is what they do. Neigin eis ayin kedush or lamocha kedush. So they consider that day kedush and lamocha. So it became like a takana, not because of suffering. They declared it that today is kedush and tomorrow is kedush. And it's like an extension, and we're going to see, it's like an extension of one particular day. And there, the Gemara Rabba comes and adds, Mitachonis, so, Mitzvah Yehonah ben Zakeh Ve'eva. But if you go back to the time of Yehonah ben Zakeh lived at the time of the Churban of the Midrash. And afterwards, and there are many Takonis that are cited, both in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah and in Sukkot, of the Takonis of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so he's saying, Beitza Muteris. This Nan, Mishachor, Beitza Mishnah, Shitzka of Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shemekabin Eidus Chedish, Kolayom, as the way it was originally. Because you have the Cheshman. You don't have to worry, you know exactly when it is. So you don't have any problems of Sveikas here. So it's Oma Le Abaya. Abaya comes and says, we hold that Beis is Asura. And you're telling me that that it's only really like one day, there's not really any 2 days that it should be Asura. I'm telling you from the Tana. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you're telling me, Rav and Shmuel, as if to say, how dare you, if it's but have them stand up against what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did. So, well, then the Gemara comes, Rav and Shmuel, Kasha, Matnisa. So what do you do with the Mishnah? Mitakonas Rabbeinu ben Zakkai, he made it one of the common Eidus Kol Hayom Kula. So what do they do with that? So look, Kasha. Ho'olam lo'olahu. Ho'olam lo'olahu. It means the question is whether for us an El Shisroel or we're saying in Chutzlaris. Now, ho'olam lo'olahu, Rashi says, the B'nai Yisroel El Shisroel Sha'isim Yoin Echod, that's what Rashi says, is Muteret. They to know the Zer would be Muteret the Zer. That's what it is.
Only one day.
Yeah, but that's what it seems. Right. That's what it seems. That itself goes into a machlekes of the Shining, which we're not going to go probe now, between the Ravaltis and also the Rambam, and opposed to the Balamor. The Balamor says that they reverted, the B'nai Yisrael reverted to one day. So according to Balamor, that people in the Eretz Yisrael should keep only one day, Rosh Hashanah. Just like they keep Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Goyos. But the others, the Ravaltis and other Rishonim, Ramban, others say no, they always kept, they have to keep 2 days. That's the way it's remained. It's remained on the books. That they El Shisrael keep Rosh Hashanah 2 days. But he's talking here in principle. Our Dan B'nei Geira Asura, Shadayin Honor Eitan Shnei Yamin, Rodenaka Batila, which just like in the beginning, with Nei Eitan Takana Vashaina, Lomit Nei Sufik. It's not because of a Sufik, because it was declared, Hayayim Kedish Umacha Kedish. That became like a Takana, almost like a Gzeira. And therefore, Hilke Hoyle of Opusko Mea Tlenu, Mishis Hanu, it didn't stop from
Mark,
when we ever started.
Is
that a
conference?
We can't say our mimic now is because of the original Takana. We're not saying that. We don't say that. The cave of the Opuska is a Takana Metzleno, Shona Achas, Lazarus, Yom Mechad, Adayan, the Sureno, Rishaino, Amadu, Liosam, Kigayim, Och. It's like a long, extended day. That's what he's saying. What?
According to Rashi, after the ritual Takana, it was over.
Yeah, well, it seems, well, the way according to Rashi is saying, Shaisin Yom Echot, that's what it seems to say. But there's a disagreement about that. That's what I'm saying right now. Well, anyhow, but basically, Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah is considered Yom HaHichtadom, like in one extended day. It's considered like a Dusha Achas. Now, if you take a look at sheet number 3, we'll see again how the Rambam and Hilkish Yom Tov. There, you take Tehillat Aleph, Halacha Chof Dalet, and you see how it contrasts both, what the Rambam does here. Shnei Yomim, Tevim, Eru, Shel Goyos, they Kedusha thing. That's the first declaration. Two separate Kedushas, not one continuum. The Einim Ki Yom Echad. Lefichah Dover Shehoyim Miktsasa B'yantav Rishon. Or Shenayrod. Shenayrod. You have it?
He's a
Miktsasa. I'm sorry. The Einim B'yom Kameh. Lefichah Dover Shehoyim Miktsasa, I'm sorry. Miktsa B'yom B'yantav Rishon. Or Shenayrod B'rishon. Im Heichan Eitzel L'Sheni Harei Zeh Muta. Because it's the Nei Kedushas. No, the Zem or Tel Zem. The Gemara Paschim there, like Rav. Kesa, Beta, Shano, the Berishan, Teochel, Besheni. 5 Yerushan, the Tzayda Berishan, that were caught on the first day, Yerochel, Besheni. Dova, Machuba, the Kaka, Shaneka, Berishan, Yerochel, Besheni. The same Mutter, Likol, the Sa'ai, and the Yunt of Sheni, Alpha P, Shain, Sham, Chayli. That's a Hepta. The Mad Varma, Muri, now hearing the main significance that we're coming to. Mishnei Yomim Tovim Shel Goyis, Avo Shnei Yomim Shel Reish Hashanah, Kedusha Achas Hein, Ufiyom Echon Hein Chashuvim, Lechol Elo Hadrorim, Elo Le'inyan Amed Bovat. What he's referring to is, the Gemara in Beis on Davav, Amad Avo says, Yontav Sheni, the Kechol, Legabi Mes, Lechol Shavu Rabbonim. That when it came to a mess, that like the Gemara says there, a mes beyond the Rishon, Yisaska bel Amini. You can bury a mess on the first day, but you have goyim to do it all. And the Yontav Sheni It's a then Yisachka Bo Yisroel. Why? Because Yom Tov Sheni, they just say that they made it as a categorical thing, is what got me mess, it's like a weekday. You can do all the things that are necessary for the topple with the mess, the kruah, everything else of that sort. But the Rambam is emphasizing, even on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov Sheni, the Gabi Mesh, will be Kachol. That's the only exception. Otherwise, Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, when it comes in Yonim and Mukhtar, they try before, it's like one extended day. Our Beitza, Shanel, the Berishan, Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shul, the Sheni, the Rain, Kor, Yetzir, B'zeh. Then he talks about Shabbos and so forth. So now, So what happened?
What's called Kiyotin? What's called Kiyotin? What is?
Well, anything.
I'm not just Pesach, okay.
Anything that.
The other examples.
Yeah, these other examples. The other examples. So whatever it is. Now the question is over here. Well, we can focus on, and it makes it sometimes unfortunately relevant. And when it comes to being of a velus or mess or so forth. So take a look. What the Rambam says in Hilchos Avel. Hilchos Avel. Yeah, okay. Hilchos Avel. That's Hilchos Avel Peiros Yud. You have Halacha Tes there. Well, first run through that part. I'm a kaina sha'is and shnei yamin tevin. Meina hashiva is what he's saying. Meina hashiva miyantav sheni ho akram. Actually, the previous halacha there was a kevis mesa v'secha regal. If there's a mess, doing chalamayid, there's no beginning of shiva whatsoever. You have to wait till afterwards. So the Yom Tov Achron is considered a day. It's considered as the first day, although you don't have Niyug Avelus. You don't have the Maisa Avelus, but it's counted as a day. So that's what the Rambam is saying. Now he says, I'm a Kainus, and go back to Pes. He's saying, I'm a Kainus, Sha'is, and Shnei Yomim Tevin, Meina Hashiva, the Yom Tov Sheni, Ho Achron. From the Achron, like for example, from Achron, like from Simchas Torah, we count that as the first day, or the Achron Shel Pesach, or the second day of Shavuos, we count it as the first day. Alpha Pishen and Noyeg Aveilus, although there's no Neil. Chol Medivreim Hu Eilolo Minaminyan, Hu Meina Achrov. In other words, Medivreim means that the whole Yontif is only a Derabbanan. The second day of Yom Tov is only a Derabbanan. It's not a Deraisa. Omeina Achrav Shisha Yom Milvad, Omeina Shleshin Yom, Yom HaKavua, Kamo Shomana. From the Kavua, you count, from the Shleshin, you count from the Kavua. Although it took place on Yom Tov, but you still count from the Kavua. So now, Akevas Meso, the Yom Tov Sheni, Shu Yom Tov Achron, or the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Atzeres, that's Shavuos, Noye, go there, the sheep, the next sheep. Noeg Ba'aveh. He says, Noeg Ba'aveh. Because there's a whole machlekes between the Gainim and other Rishainim, whether you actually Noeg, whether it's Doicha, the Yant of Shane. They want to say that the Avelus is Doicha, the Yant, they should actually start sitting Shiva on the Yant of Shane. That's what he's saying, Noeg Ba'aveh. Well, we don't talk that way. Yeah, but he's saying that although the days of that day is counted, although you weren't Naig, but it still is. But he's saying if it happens this way, Naig ba'Avelus. Why? Well, the Yontav Sheni Medivrayim, the Avelus Yom Rishon Shel Tevah, Yitzra Etzah Shel Divrayim. In other words, if there was
either... The first case was a Chol Moed.
That's right.
This one was on the Yom Rishon.
Yeah, and the second day Yom, but the Avelus, if there's like the Kavur on the second day, he's saying it would have Niyug Avelus. It would sit Shiva on that. That's where the Gainim Paskin brought down in Tesis is whole Machlekes. So he Paskin that way. Mipnei Esther Shel Taylor. Abba, but now comes to Rosh Hashanah. Abba, then called it the Yontav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. Niyug Avelus. there's not going to be any need of Avela. Shesneim Tiyon Orechein Mitam Shubiyam Abihuvus Kiddush HaChodesh. What does he mean? That the second day is a continuum of the Kedusha of the first day. Just like the Kedusha of the first day is absolutely a Deraisa, so therefore the Avela can't interfere with it. So that's the point that the Rambam is stressing over here. However, there's one particular question that can arise if you take a look there on the Radvaz. The Radvaz, right there up on the top there on sheet 5, he's saying the question is this, when he talks about in Korban Meitzah of the Yontav Hasheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, he's saying, Ein Anoyeg Bo Avelus. But what about Ein Anoyeg Bo Avelus? What about counting? And what about that? So that's what the Radvaz, Lo Nizbar B'Divir Rabbeinu Im Yontav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah Eilu L'Minyan Shiva Olo. He says, V'yatur Kosa B'Shem Rabbeinu, in the name of the Rambam, Apophisha Eila Ein Anoyeg Bo Avelus. Although it's Eila, it's counted as the beginning of the day, but you're not Neig and Avelus. That's the way the Tur understands the Rambam. That's what he's saying. And the lawyer died in the Norway. The Advaz challenges that. He says, where does he get that? For Shaloh Hosel, of course, Rabbeinu Cain, El Bishai Yomin, the Lahabi Yom Arichta. It's not a Yom Arichta. Rain died in Cain. I don't hold it. I don't hold that way. Kaven, the Alam Taima, the Yom Arichta, since the Yom Arichta is so strong, Lavato Lavelus Yom Rishon, Shehu Yom, Shehu Minateva, Kolshen Sheoyo Lema Shehu Yala, it's not going to be counted as the beginning of the Shiva. The Ain Shehu Lema, the Mixas Ayom Yala, Mixas Aloya. It was like one long day, he says, one part of the day is not going to be Ayla, the second one is, yes, they are going to be Ayla. He says, that doesn't make sense. Ukfar Rasti Bezeb is Shuva Shela. He was Mayos in that particular thing. That's the point that he meant. Now, if you look over there on the Kesef Mishnah, he cites a Ramban. Now, the Ramban is clear how he holds. The Masha Kosov there, where it says, Avolim Kova, the Yontav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. Haramban Kosov Shu Cholik Bezeh. The safe Seif, Mi the Rabbanan. It's a Rabbanan. The Kaven Shu the Rabbanan. Also, Avelus Yom Rishon Shu the Reiser. The Dogalei. And it's Zecha. So what he seems to say is, the Ramban even says that the Niyog Avelus even will happen on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That's why the Ramban goes that far, seems to say that. Rabbeinu served in the cave in the Giyama Arishra Ninu, Havikir Lagam Yom Sheni Choshev
Dereish. And that's in Poshet, that's what it means by Yom Arishra. It's the same day. It's not that it's another day.
That's the way.
I mean, what's the Kiddush that he's saying over here?
Well,
it means that it's shot was around.
No, the Ramban is disagreeing totally right against the Ramban. In other words, when the Rambam says that the Yom HaRichta Domi, it's a question of how you mazda the senior of the Yom HaRichta. What is the second day? Is the second day a actually extension of the Kedusha of the first day? So that nothing should happen. There shouldn't be any niyug, there shouldn't be any counting, there be anything of the sort. Or do we say that the second day, although we say it's the Yom HaRichta Domi, the Gabiridina of Muktzah and other things, but when it comes to the Deen of Avelus, now if the Deen of Avelus is a Deraisa or so, and it's the second day, it's only, although we call it a Kedusha Achas, but it's still a Darabonin. And if it's part of a Darabonin, it should be Deichet. That's where it goes back and forth. How do you understand that particular thing? Now, let's look. Now, how is it actually in the Puskim? Later on in the other day, suppose in this Shaila, that maybe get the Shaila Rahman or Islam, because, things can happen anytime, whatever can happen. And here, let's take a look here what's doing in Yerodeya about in the Dinim of Avelus, how are we going to Paschen here? So you have, again, like with everything else, you like to say, well, give an easy answer to Machlekes. We have to know what's the Machlekes and how are we knowing once you have established there is this particular machlekes. So take a look at number 6. We're in the Mahaba. Actually, first place, if you run through the Mahaba from Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel, this is Simen Shin Tzadik Tes in Yerodeya, Sif Yud Gimel. Then Kema Sheetan Shnei Yamin Tevin, Misha Mes Lomet B'Yantav Sheni, Shu Yantav Achran Shel Pesach, O Shel Chag, O B'Yantav Sheni Shel Atzeles, B'Kavu Bo B'Yom, Neiv Bo Avelis. That's the way the Mahaba passes. Like the Amma, like the Gainim, who say that since it's only the Rabbanan, the Avelis the Raisa is Zecha, the simple of the Rabbanan, the Din the Rabbanan. Well, the Yom Tov Sheni is Ivraim. The Avelis Yom Rishon Shu Yom Misu Kvura Shel Teva, Yitra Esther Shel Ivraim is Nei Esther Shel Teva. That's practically exactly the Lashon of the Rambam. Avoli made the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. The Kavro Bo the Yom Bo the Yom ain't a Neiv Bo Avelis. He says you're not Neiv any Avelis. Shabez HaYomim HiYom Orachim. It's like one extended day. It's the Kedusha Achas. The Medvar Amurim, then he talks about which Mesim are Mechuyav Dinim of Deraisa, because some of them were added later. That you have to have available, but they're not the Shiva craving that are involved, that they learn out from the Kayan, where they learn out the Shiva of Avelis, which craving people have to be Mesabel, have to mourn, they learn it out what those that are Kayan is supposed to be Matame, you know, or the Ime, you know, Rabite, Rachi, the Achese, who is a Besula, not that she's Nesua and they're not. So these are the example, and Easter. These are all of the different things. So Abel, he may be under shame, so we're saying that. Medvar Murim, the Shiva, Mesim, the Philoshim, the Peru, she came with Tanaman. Abelation, Shefifa, and Kedisha, the Simishin, $9. Ain't a Velus and Element of Abon, a Fifa, and Neregalem, Avelus, the Shum Yantam. A few of the Asian Shamanus, and Neregalem, the Unto Shani, and the Korea. So for a little Neregu, it says, however, they say the Vel Pirta, I will know again. So the Sabo the Yom Tov Sheni shall go al Shumne. Although he just said that we should have the Avelis, but the Avelis is knowing al Shumne. That's Afilu Yom Mitzul Kvura. That why the Ramor says to serving Kedasha Emin Shem Shum Avelis the Raisa. There is no Avelis the Raisa. The whole gene of Avelis is only in the Rabbanan. That's the whole machlekes, whether there is a din of Avelis d'Oraisa or not. If there is a din of Avelis d'Oraisa, it's only Nisa Ukvua. That's the sheet of the Gainim. The Rambam mentions that. That, you know, Yom Nisa Ukvua would be Avelis d'Oraisa. But Tesis, another Rishonim, said there is no Avelis d'Oraisa. Aye, they bring Tsukim, Vayas, Le'oviv, Evel, Shiva, Shomim. That Yerushalmi brings that, but that's only Asmachta. Basis brings out in my goodness, that's machta. How do you know Avela Shiva? They remember from a pasuk. I believe it's in Amos. Ve'afachti chagechem le'evel. Ma chag Shiva Shani. Is of Avela Shiva Shani. So these are all that's machta. No, Avela is basically midrashim. But they're gaining all hell different. So what about Rosh Hashanah here? Now take a look in the Taz to your left. And it says, Taitzi and Maril. Now, Maril, you cite a Maril, you're talking about one of the leaders of, in Poskim, of later Ashkenazi Jewry. A lot of the Minhogim and Dinim that we have, Nusa, Minig Ashkenaz, come from the Maril. So, the Maril, that's, if we talk about centuries, that's late 14th, 15th century. So, because of the Maril, the Zeva Sheni, Yom Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah, Eina Meila, in other words, it doesn't pass. Yeah, Eini Meila, I'm not Paschini, Shiyal of the Minyan Shiva. That it should be counted in the Minyan Shiva. The Alma Shekenu B'maimari. He says, in other words, he understands that from the Rambam. That he doesn't count it because of Yom Arich the Domi, completely pushed aside. You're going to count Shiva afterwards. However, of all the Shai Yom Tov, Meida Sho'eva. But the second day, or the last day, where the Ram Service Shnei Yom Tov Sho'odoyev, is going to be counted as part of the Aveva. Alpha Pishal or Matta Behedya, Heva Shekovu Tov HaMeid, will have a Yom Tov Achron Yom HaKavua, Shiyala Leminyan Zion. That's what the Maril says. Kosher Rashal was there. So the Mashal, kind of the Tamer Lee, hello, by Boss Maimini, Chalik Bezer Achilik. The Rambam disagrees, in other words, Agos Maimini disagrees with that. The Hainam Mavua Shom, by Agos Maimini, the same Rav Yehuda, Halacha LaMaisa. What happened? The Imai, Shenitzu of the Yom Tov Alav Shel Sukkot, the Nigro of the Yom Tov Sheni, only 6 days. The raw potash, gamu hated the call of the yontavachron. Our call of the regal kaid and the chayim lo. There he didn't do that. If it would happen before that, the zeh l'shainu akeva meisu the yontavachron, which is totally a darabonin, or the yontav sheni d'atzer, which is again is a darabonin. Meina shisha achra regel, the yaimisha eilolo min aminin. Abba gabda lomog be aveva zuraisahi. The duraisahi, that is a duraisa. So, that's the, what he quotes from Egoat Maimini. Because mokam ein lono elo psak, so comes the taz and says, the psak of the shulchan or the rachayim, the yantar bay shall dolius ola afila meis v'nigma berishan, even if the first day the kvur was taken care of on that first day of Yom Tov, which is of the Raisa, before Adeus, and the kvur was done by Goyim, Jews didn't handle it. Nevertheless, he's saying that the second day is Ela, is considered a day of the beginning of Shiva. You count it as the first day of Shiva, although you don't have a Niyog of Adeus. Only in the time Shehichme Maril, the Raisa Shana, the Fishuki Yom HaRichter in my Yom HaRishon. It's an extension of the Yom HaRishon. And so in the Yom HaRishon, you don't have any need of Avelis whatsoever. Okay, Nain Svorah, Limrash, the Yom Sheni, Kol Shemesh, the Nikna, the Yom HaRishon. Because Shem Sharishon, Nain Anoil, because he's saying, if it's Yom HaRishon, just like the first day is not counted as the first day of Avelis, the second day, which is an extension of the first, should not be counted. That's the logic. Doesn't throw it. And the Kaka Shani Kechad Yomahim. Avali Nigra, but if it's Nigra, the Yom Shani, you didn't, at that time, Shal Rosh Hashanah, Nira Poshet, the Meina Mimena. You do count that day. The Ho Al Kaponi Midivreyamu, that's still the Rabbanan. I mean, you when you say a Yom Kedish, a Mocha Kedish, it's really the first day of the Kedish. The second one is just the Takon of the Chachomim. It's Kamosha Kosovatur Lazar Ramban, the Agenim. Aim the Zeik of Lema, the Hoshayach Leyom Rishon. You know, there's no, it doesn't prevent us from saying it's connected with the first day. It's there, Vadi, or the whole, the Torah of Minyan Yomim, Vadi Menina Rosh Hashanah Lashne Yomim. You still have to count it as 2 days. Rak Mim Habe Akvur, the Yantu Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah, Oz Lo Menina Naisho Harishon. If we don't count the first day, or it's Gorer Abasre, Gam Yom HaSheni. If you don't count the first day, you're not going to count the second day. The Machmas, the Yom HaRichter HaShvina, Masha Ein Kein B'Mikvah, the Yom Sheni. Kein Nearly Bor. That's what the Taz, that's the way the Taz paskens. And, the only thing is this, that in the Ksovim, that's from Rabbi Yosher Ber, in this Sefer, which has practically the Likutim of Rav Shiurim of the Rav, Harvey Kedem, his deal mostly from the Rambam is that the Rambam will say that Kiyoma Richter Domi, the Kedusha is extended all the way, not only in Niyug, but also you don't count the second day. That's the way he learns Pshat in the Rambam. Whereas although the Radvaz learns differently, that's the way he learns. That the Rambam would say, you don't count the Rosh Hashanah the second day as the first of any Shiva. That's the way he would learn that way. So the Taz just makes a chilik when it happened. If it happened the Kvur the first day, they're not going to count anything. everything happens afterwards. But with the second day, you don't have Neil Gavelis, but you have the minion of the Shiva. That's the way the Taz Pasha. What about the Shach? Yes, we're not finished yet. We go back. The Shach comes, the Shach also cites a Bach, which is unusual. In fact, in the Pitzvah, it says, how come the Taz doesn't mention his father-in-law, the Bach? The Bach doesn't hold there. That Shach Pasha is here like the Bach. Take a look there at sheet number 7. There, yeah, well, the Mekamish Eisen Beis Yomim, which is down there. Shnei Yomim Meina Hashiva Miyantav Sheini Yoachim, Ve'el Medibayimu, Eila Miyaminyin, Omeina Miyachu Shishi Yomiva. That's Shnei Yom Tam Shal Goyis. So comes the Shach, and he quotes here the Bach. Kosov HaBach, Seif Simen Zeh, Dehu Adin, B'Shnei Yomim Tevin Shal Rosh Hashanah. Begon Shemesh Vol Nes, Beyond the vision of Rosh Hashanah, Meina Hazayim, Miyantav Habeis. So Miyantav Habeis, now the Gam Kain the Divrayim. So even if the Kvur was Yantav Beis, we don't say that the Kigem Arichta Domi is Deche even the minion of counting as far as the Avelis is concerned. So the whole question comes up, how are we Paschim all the time of that way? Because if you count it already, regardless when the Kavua was, whether it was the first day of Rosh Hashanah or the second day of Rosh Hashanah, they can make an afkamina. How many days are people going to sit Shiva? Yeah. Are you going to count that second day or not going to count that second day? You have a machlekes of the paskamina and achreinim. When did the Kavua happen? According to the Taz, if it's the first day, then you're not going to start counting on the second day. But others say it doesn't make any difference. Now, in later Afrenim, if you look in the, what?
I hope they see China.
What?
And besides, just that far enough for me on paper also, it's not going to be done.
So anyhow, looking into the Afrenim, we find, if you look into the Orach HaShulchan, and also the Gesher Achayim, who has big sefer on Avelis, he says on a Noegim Ahokel. In other words, we count the second day as a Oyel Aminyan Shiva. That's the way we were talking about it. What?
Almost as a Kor.
Well, I mean, there had to be a. If you didn't have any Kavua, you're not going to count it. I mean, the question is, when was the Kavua? Even if the Kavua was the first day, that's the machlekes over here. Even the Kavua was the first day, we're saying that the second day still counts. It's oil in the minyan Shiva, although you don't have any meal. And that's also discussed here in the.
Isn't that the cloud by the inyan from Ravil as well as the Mako?
Yeah, that's correct. That's right. But the whole question here, since you're dealing, that's when it comes to a machlekes and poskim. One is machmed this way, machmed that way. So that's a question: how do we poskim? How do our is faced with two different opinions as to when to start of Avelis, when not? So halacha kedivrei HaMeikel ba'Avel. That's what you're going to have. But here we're talking about the question: is how much does the Avelis interfere with the deen of Yontif? Because if we hold that the first day of Avelis is the Raisa, it should have an effect on when it comes out. But it's the first day of Yontif or the second day of Yontif, according to those sheetahs of the Gaonim. And so if the Kavua was on the first day there, however, there's not going to be any Nir or Avelis, because you have the Deen of Simcha, the celebration of Yontif, which is also a Rabim. And even Avelis the Yochid is not going to be Deicha, the Regal, the Rabim. That's what the Gemara says in Meir Kotten, is discussed there in Pesach. But when you have the Yontif Sheni over there, that's Divrayim. And if you have Avelis the Reis over there, it's going to be Deicha that. So that goes how far you go. Do you have Niyug Avelis? Most Poskim say we don't have the Niyug Avelis, but you'll count that second day. That's the thing. But it seems according to the Rambam, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Yama Arichta Domi, the second day, the way the Hezbollah is, that's the whole question. when they say it's Kedusha Achas, Yom Yotzei Dami, does it have the absolute Kedusha of the first one? The only exception is Legabe Mess, you know, to be Metapo with a mess. But otherwise, it's going to have the Chaleis of Kedusha, like in the Ksavim of the Rav, they say, what is the oval of that day? In other words, is there any Chaleis at all of Avelis on it? So they make a takana, the lo chal avelus whatsoever. It was lo chal avelus whatsoever, so nothing is going to happen. You have to wait until after Rosh Hashanah is over to start the Shiva. I mean, to start counting the Shiva. You won't count the second day. But if you hold that he still is an element of avelus, but you don't have the niyug, so then you start counting that second day. So Lamaisa, the Paschan, that's what it's brought in the Achrenim. I don't know how the Blitzker will pass them. I'm just telling you that in the Sforim that you see between the Shach and the Taz and the Bach, or HaShulchan and the Gesher HaChayim, look in the Achrenim, says, Onam Negin Vahokir. We count the second day as if we would go into the Deen of the Shiva. So that's what we always face with these. Sometimes you have two different opinions as when there should be the Chalos of Avelis. So as I mentioned, I had a shaila today that someone was mister in the community here, and the relative is an El Chisoyal, but the crew is going to be here. So that person is, the crew is going to be here, but not today. It's going to be tomorrow. But the person was notified, as we notified today, so that person was not going to be at the Levaya or anything else. Should he start his Shiva when he knows about the Misa? Or should he wait till the Kvura? So he knows that the Kvura will be, the next day. To start it.
Which might be Yom Kippur.
What?
Which would be Yom Kippur.
No. This happened today. In fact, I saw the man this morning in the davening. It didn't happen yet. He was Ahmad Uslan, his wife. It happened a little later. And then I got called about it. So I was asked to Shaila. So I told him, here you have a Machlekes. The Machlekes is, it goes back when the notification, they said the telegram. Notification, telegram, cablegram, telephone, whatever it is. And you know that the person who is the possible Ovel will not be at the Levaya, not the Metapola Mess or anything else of that sort. He's in another place. So, but he's informed about, he will know when the Kvu is. Do they wait until the Kvuah to start the Shiva like everybody else? Or start immediately. So there's a machlekes of Gedolei Achrenim, the Marsham, and Rav Henkin in America was a great pesach here. One of the Amudei Haror in American Psak, Paskin, that he can start the Avelis immediately as soon as he hears it. What?
You have
a Gemara in Meir Kotzen when they used to send a mesh.
That's what
I'm still
here now.
Yeah. That's where it comes from. That particular Gemara. But the question is, if they know when the Kvura is, can they, are they required to wait till the Kvura or not? So, the Masham and Rav Henkin Paskin, you don't have to wait for that. Start Avelis immediately. It makes it easier for the person in many ways. They'll have to wait another day. It has to be his question, is he a Nainan? Not very difficult. But the Nassif and the Chaim Fischer Epstein in the Sefer, the Tshuva Shlema, he says he's a Talmud of the Nassif. So he upholds the Nassif from the Lajan. He upholds the Nassif, say you wait for the Kvura when he knows it's going to be in that short time. So that's the Psak, back and forth. So I would Paskin, if I'm faced with that, I try to make it halacha can make a bottle. Even when it comes to Achrayim, that they start immediately, that's all.
If you're not going to, the only reason that you're an owner, the only reason that you're a partner is because you're a
That is right.
There's nothing to take off.
I mean, I always give a classic example which I had when I first came to Young Israel at Borough Park with this mitzvah, which I've repeated a few times. I mean, what is the extent of being an einan or so forth? This was a mitzvah, a man was traveling with his wife. I remember the name of the man. I know his grandchildren and everything. From Israel on a ship. Then in the late 60s, and they stopped. They were in the territorial waters of Malta, and the wife, Rahmana Ruslan, was Nifter on ship. And since they were in the territorial waters of Malta, so the Maltese government, whatever it is, especially these small governments, like to exercise their rights. That's my addendum to that. And they held the body. They had to make an investigation and everything else. And they were going to take who knows how long in pursuing that. Meanwhile, the man had to, he was not going to hang around over there. He came to America. So the shaila is what kind of din is he? Is he an einan at that time? All this whole time is before the kibur. And he's not going to assume a velus. Because he didn't abandon his wife, it wasn't feasible for him to take her back. So I passed him that time based on a Rabbeinu Yonah, which is quoted by the Hamor, that if the mess has not reached the city where the person is supposed to be metapel, he's not an Orville, he's not an Einan. He could go on with life as usual. But as soon as the body was shipped, came into like New York Harbor, we got to find out. You're an Einan at that time. You have to be metapel with the mess and everything else. And then he would assume the normal procedures. But otherwise, he's in limbo. It was an awful state. That's the way it happened.
When do you go after Gadol HaBayis?
Well, that's again, it depends on the circumstance. First, there's a question, did the Gadol HaBayis go with the mess and didn't go with the mess? Or not. But generally the family would have to, if the Gadol HaBayis started to sit Shiva at a certain time and somebody else didn't know about the Pira and learned about it later and came to where and found out about it, the boundary of his Shiva would be according to the Gadol HaBayis. He would have less than 7 days. He would sit when the other Gadol HaBayis get up, he would go. But that's always very complicated. If you look in the other day there where you're shach and taz, there's hardly any as big arichas back and forth by the case with the Gadol HaBayis. And question of who's the Gadol HaBayis? Who's the one who is married sometimes? It could be the woman, something like this or that. So it's complicated that to find your way through to that. But again, it should be Allah can make a vow. All right, so we
conclude here. Do you have a lot of chefs and hope on the second day of Yantar?
Yes, you would.
Of
course. Yeah, well, it says there in the Gemara that you could check on the first day, too.
Sure.
Maybe, but it has to be a decker. If there was a shovel, the bad question is of the Kishri Adam.
Yeah.
So, Imo, a decker, north, me by again. Yeah, in fact, interesting is that the Shagas Arya, you ask that shot, the Shagas Arya has one of his famous truvas, and a place where it seems at some place they used to shecht. It was not unusual to shecht behemoth or anything on Yom Kippur. But b'mokum, b'mokum shetreifus metzuyos. So how could you shecht on Yom Kippur? Because if that, it would be a chita de la tzeilach. You have a good, it would be a metzias that the whole maisa was in vain, and you'll be mahalo yantar because you didn't produce anything. So that's where he got the whole pilpul. That's one of his famous jewels.
Like, for example, the bulls
and the cows.
For salami, bologna.
Yeah, that's right.
Very lean. The bull meat is very lean. You can't eat bull meat plain.
That's right. They use it as a binder, mostly.
Yes. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, they're buying them. Yeah, but there are a lot of there are some places where it's safer, some more. But today, in percentages of cattle that we're just discussing with somebody else who's working the slachta and saying that there's you very rarely get more than 50% of kosher. Not talking about what glot. I don't want to go into that.
Stop kosher.
Yeah, stop kosher. Yes, it doesn't go too high. There's a lot of depends on the lots and everything else. You're not getting that very big percentages. All right. So, but the main thing is let everybody have a shana.
When is that going to be?
I think it will be after Sukkot.